Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We continue our coverage of the flood situation in KwaZulu-Natal. Joining us this morning is Martin Meyer. He's the spokesperson for the Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs in the Democratic Alliance. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning. Well, the sun is shining for the first time in a week, so we are doing much better today. Thank you.
That is good news indeed. Your reaction, please, to the president's speech last evening. Are you encouraged by the fact that he addresses the corruption issues, or is that simply not enough?
Well, let me start by saying that it was good to see our president. It's just a shame it's a week too late. And that sums up the government's approach to this whole disaster. It is all too late. But overall, you know, corruption is sad that we live in a country where the first thing people say on social media when you announce that a billion rand is coming to help, the first thing people say is, well, we hope half of it is not stolen. That is the general mistrust on the ground from residents or citizens of this country and in our province regarding this type of aid. And every time it's released, we hear the Premier and the President saying, we will make sure that corruption doesn't happen, and every time corruption happens, it's action that speaks, not words, unfortunately, in South Africa.
It is an absolutely horrific situation, and I mentioned a little bit earlier on the show that it's almost as we've privatized healthcare and we've privatized our own security, people have their own generators. There almost seems to be the same move to privatize charity and aid work because we simply don't trust government. What do you think? I mean, it's not for you to answer what they could be feeling about this, but do you think there's any real recognition or embarrassment as to how bad their reputation is?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I would be absolutely embarrassed if I was an ANC-led government or ANC government official at this time. Even when the call went out that people must donate, Queen Municipality put out a call for donate to set up a fund, as did the National Government through the Solidarity Fund. And the first reply you hear from people is, we would rather donate to Gift of the Givers. We trust them. We know the money will reach the people. Or we would rather donate to our local NGO, our local church. We trust them. We know the money will get to the people. If there's a total breakdown in trust between a government and its people, then the country can't function. And unfortunately, that is what we're seeing down here in KZN. And I'm pretty sure it's the same situation across South Africa. If there's a total breakdown of trust, and it's going to take a lot from the government to rebuild that trust. It's like any relationship. You know, I'm a social worker in background. I've done my fair share of marriage counseling. And when there's a great breakdown of trust like this, a relationship it's almost impossible to repair that relationship. And that is what we're seeing here. And right now, when the situation in Ukraine and across the province is so bad that people have to look to the government for water, which is our biggest need right now, people just sort of throw up their hands in the air and saying, well, the contrast of government even to provide this most basic of service. So, yeah, if I was the premier of this province, I would hang my head in shame for how people are reacting to the government's offers and promises of help.
Is there at least the desire, from your perspective, do you think there's at least the desire when the president stands up and talks about it, does he actually mean it? Is it the inability to carry this through, or is it just corruption and evil on every level of government?
You know, I actually personally have no reason to not trust the president's sincerity. It is the organization he leads and that organization's ability to deliver that I have a big distrust in. So while I believe the president when he says, you know, he wants the help to get to the people, it is the moment it gets down to the different levels of the ANC. And we've seen it in Ezekwini, where BEC, where the ANC party structures take over the distribution of water trucks in war. And they make sure the water trucks only, and that all of this must be reported to Zandile Gumede and her leadership within the party, not to the political structures that exist in the municipality. Then we have a serious, serious problem. And we're going to see the same happen. Now, startup is announced and people will go to their councillors and the council will then help them get their grants. And we know how much corruption there happens on this level, of, you know, this political level. So while I have no reason to doubt the president's sincerity, I just have zero trust in the organization that he leads that they will be able to assist with this.
Putting that aside, from your perspective, what needs to be done right now. Forget the corruption, forget all of that. For the people of KwaZulu-Natal, what are the next steps, the next three or four steps that need to be taken in order to assist?
Well, I think the most immediate needs, as I've said, in Itakwini, in the Ugu municipality, and in the Ilembe municipality, is water. There's just not enough water tankers. The water tanker system is an absolute disaster right now. It's just not getting to the people. It's only going to certain areas and totally ignoring other areas. And there's not even enough diesel for the water trucks. So our very, very first need that the government needs to do is making sure that help comes from all over the country in the form of water tankers to assist people who have no clean drinking water. And we know that after floods, disease like cholera and all of that is a very real disease because of the lack of clean drinking water. We have a lot of water lying around. You can't touch it. It's going to make you sick. The second and medium term is the infrastructure, starting with the water infrastructure, the electricity infrastructure, where there has been some improvement over the last few days. And then the road infrastructure. We have communities like the community in Shongweni, just outside of Itakwini. So we have a community of 400 people totally cut off from the outside world because of a collapsed bridge. They can't get food, they can't get water, they can't get in and out of the community where they live. This is a rural part of the city. So that is in the short term. And then the second thing is that people have lost homes, they've lost businesses, they've lost their ability to generate their own income. And that's where the government help is going to have to come in to help people rebuild their lives. But right now, we are begging the government that the people need clean water to drink, and that's just not here. That's the most urgent, immediate need for us.
And again, it's what we see over and over again in this type of situation where it might affect everybody initially, but it's going to be the vulnerable who suffer longest and who take the longest time to rebuild their lives after something, after an event like this.
Absolutely. You know, if you go to the richest suburbs of the city, you know, even though it's not ideal, these are people that can go and buy bottled water, that do have JoJo tanks at their homes, have swimming pools they can get from. So even though we also would hope that water through the tankers would reach them, it's not them that's suffering the most. It's the people in informal settlements, where there's only one standpipe servicing 1,000 people or 2,000 people anyway, but that standpipe is now also empty. You know, it's these people that are suffering most through this lack of clean drinking water. And, you know, the whole situation is being made a lot worse by a lack of clear, centralized communication from our provincial government. So people are just not getting updates, either from the municipality or from provincial government. There's no communication on the water situation or when tankers will be coming. You know, at least if people can get leadership and direction from the government saying, listen, we are aware of this problem, this is what we're doing. But even myself, as a member of the legislature, have to really struggle to get the most basic of updates from our government officials. So how is it going to be for a person living in an informal settlement somewhere that just needs to know, when is my water coming back?
Absolutely crazy situation. We do need to leave it there. Martin Mayer, spokesperson for Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs in the Democratic Alliance. Thank you for taking the time to speak to me.